We here at the Capitol View would like to express our sincere condolences to the family and friends of the 49 individuals who lost their lives during the tragic attacks in Orlando, Florida last week. Our thoughts and prayers go out to you. We are Orlando Strong. We need a theme song. I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, I was listening to I created the intro, and it was just kind of like spur of the moment. Wasn't really what I was going for, but it was way too damn long to.
Yeah.
But our last intro, the one we used to have, it was like a minute and a half long, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long fucking intro. And I started looking, and it was, he had to pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, we can't use just any song. So I'm going to have to create one. I had to create a song. And then, you know, it was Sunday with everything in Orlando. Like I was telling you, we knew people who were there. And yeah, it was crazy. Like, my wife woke me up early. And she's like, oh, my God, you are not going to believe what's happening in Orlando. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And she said, just look at the TV. And I turned to see the TV and saw what was going on and where they were. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought, I said, man, damn, that's the club the kids used to go to all the time. Mm-hmm. And, man, whew.
It's crazy.
Crazy world we live in.
Yeah. Then the one girl from The Voice died.
The same. 3 miles from there is how far away that place is. The night before, dude walked up and shot her. Some obsessed fan.
Yeah.
Why do people, I wonder, believe that killing someone they're obsessed with is gonna, or threatening to kill them is going to make them love you?
I don't know. Back in the day, they would have probably like kidnapped her or something.
Yeah.
Versus killing them.
Fear doesn't make someone love you.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're dating Taylor Swift, because then there's that fear when you break up with her, she's going to write a whole fucking album about you.
True.
She's dating Loki now.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Tom Hiddleston, who is probably going to also be the next James Bond.
Damn. It's crazy.
They offered Daniel Craig $100 million to do one more James Bond movie, and he wouldn't do it.
I would have done it.
I think it was $100 million. It was something fucking ridiculous.
Shit.
To do one more, and he wouldn't do it. I was kind of hoping they were going to go with Idris Elba. Yeah, I was kind of hoping they were going to go with him.
Mm.
I thought that would have been cool as shit. Somebody actually threw out Gillian Anderson as the first female James Bond. And I went, Gillian Anderson from fucking X-Files? David Duchovny going to have a freaking cameo? How's that going to work exactly? James Bond hunts aliens. You afraid of ghosts?
Hell yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, not the thought of it, but just like if I happen to see one, I'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'd freak out.
I believe that there are ways that those have passed can communicate with us. And I became a very firm believer in that today.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's very funny. So in our living room, we have pictures of like all the family and stuff. And we got this one picture of my granddaughter that our daughter had made for my wife. And it's when she was an infant and just kind of sitting there. And it was hanging up at the top of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I are standing in the kitchen today, and it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And out of nowhere, that one picture flew off the wall.
Dang.
Like something had launched it. And I went, that's kind of odd. I said, the hell? And my wife said, did that just fly over there? And I went, yeah, it did. I said, that was kind of weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I picked the picture up. Now I'm making jokes and everything, and I'm hanging the picture up. And so my wife leaves. She's gone for about an hour, hour and a half. She comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to come in here and sit down at the computer for a second, and I brought up Facebook at the exact moment that picture flew off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was cooking and had hot grease pop into her eye and burn her cornea.
Dang. Heck no.
Somebody was telling us to call her because it was her kid.
Time to move.
Guess we need to get the hell up out of here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. I know I gotta, this shit's crazy. Me and my girlfriend were laying down chilling, and like it's this big handprint on my wall that wasn't there the night before, and we were in the room like the whole time, like that night until like that morning when we woke up. She was like, "What have you been doing?" I was like, "Nothing." Why? She's like, "There's a handprint on your wall." I was like, "I was thinking, oh shit." So I put my hand up to the thing, and it was about an inch bigger than my hand, like an inch longer than the rest of my fingers, and I was like, yeah. We saw The Conjuring last night too.
Oh yeah. You'll sleep real well tonight.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was just suspenseful, like the shit that popped up creepy out. But I've been creeped out because my dad, like every time I used to like act up and shit, I hated the witch from The Wizard of Oz. Like, I couldn't stand her when I was little.
Everybody hated that witch.
Yeah, like she scared the shit out of me. And like and when I was about 8, like, every time I acted up, my dad, he would take the door and, like, shake the door and be like, somebody's trying to get in. I'd be like, huh? He's like, yeah, go run to your room. And then he made the little noise. I get you, my pretty. And I'd be like, what the f-? I'm like, you heard that? He's like, yeah, it's the witch. Run. She's trying to get you because you was acting up. So I run to my room. He was like, turn the light off. He was like, don't turn the light on. He was like, she'll find you. He was like, go hide in your room. And so I'd do it, and then he'll bang on my door. And the door will be closed. It'll be like me and my brothers. He'll be like, I get you, Jamie or David or whatever. I was like, what the fuck? So I freak out, man. And ever since then, like, I've been scarred for life.
Like, oh, my God. It's funny that you say that because when we were growing up, well, I was probably 22-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was like 14, 13, 14. And she had a friend of hers over. And in the back of our house in Orlando, there was a pool, and it was closed off. And they were over there one night, and I was in the back. Like, I walked back to the pool area, rolled a fat one, sitting there fucking smoking. Mm-hmm. And I heard them in the room, and I thought, I'm going to fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
This will be fun. So I go over to the window. And I start scratching the window, and I'm down low where they can't see it, or where they can't see me. And so they, like, stop. It gets real quiet, and I waited a minute, and they start talking again. I reached up, and I did it again. And then I stopped. And they got real quiet. So then one of them walks over towards the window. And when they did, reached up and just hit the side of the house and went, whoa! And they screamed and ran out. Well, I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, let me put this out. You know, I walk out the gate and I walk around to the front of the house and I come into the front door and walk in. And they're in there and my dad's out there in the kitchen with his pistol. And I go, what the hell's going on? And he's like, Monica said she heard something back there in the pool area. And I looked at my sister and I go, what'd you hear? And she goes, it was something. It was scratching on the window and then it was growling and hitting the side of the house. And I was like, really? My sister didn't sleep in her room, no lie, for a good 3 years. Like every night she would go get on the couch, turn the TV on. She would lay on the couch. It was fun. So I didn't know this. So a few years ago, we were talking, and somebody said something about her sleeping on the couch. And she said, well, yeah, that was the night, you know, we heard that outside. And I didn't know what it was. I wasn't sleeping in there. And I go, oh, my God, Monica, can I tell you something? She goes, what? And I said, that was me. And she went, what? And I said, yeah. I said, that was me. I said, I was back there one night blazing and freaking heard you two in there and just thought I'd fuck with you. I said, that's why it's been so funny.
Oh, shit.
I mess with people, man. I don't give a shit.
Man, I remember my old school last year. We had a Bluetooth speaker. Oh. And we would just hide it in different places. And we would just, like, scare the shit out of people. Like, these demon noises. Like, rawr! Like, we'll hide it in their closet. And once they hit the lights to go to sleep, like, and so they take off running. We would either me or one of my teammates would be in their closet because we used to take the RA's keys and like get in people's rooms and hide in the closet. So we would be recording it and they just jump up and shit and just like take off running out the room. I was like, yo, fuck this, we're out. Like, that shit was funny.
I got this. This is funny. This is fun to do. I got this app on my phone. It's the game show buzzer app.
Ooh.
So I'll set in here, and you hit the button in it. But what's really funny is if you hold it like this, and you walk up behind somebody and just yell, taser, and hit that thing. Also got a wheel we can spin. There's nothing on the wheel, but, you know. It was at the gym. And somebody asked me about you. And I said, oh, he's 23. And they said, isn't that kind of a huge age gap? And I said, that's what's cool. Because I can explain shit to him he doesn't know about. And he can explain pretty much everything to me because I don't know what in the fuck's going on these days.
Oh, I found a video. You remember how I tell you we balded my friend?
Yeah.
We called him and finally told him that, like, they was like, oh, yeah, they're not doing it anymore, basically. And so, like, he flipped shit on the phone.
What?
Yeah, this was after it happened. I think this is it. Hope this is it. Yeah, it was so funny. He was like, I could have got a brush cut. Now I'm fucking bald. This shit was crazy.
Oh, that's funny, man. You gotta find the humor in shit.
Like, man, I know this shit isn't supposed to be funny, but I was driving back from my grandma's this weekend, and my mom, like, she was trying to, like, eat and drive, so she was pulling out the driveway, and she started choking. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, you good? And, like, she was, like, coughing and spitting shit out the window. And I was like, ah, shit, I don't know CPR. So, hey. And then she was finally like, I'm good.
You didn't jump out, give her the Heimlich?
I got out the car. I was about to try something. it was pretty funny, though.
My wife's done that. I've had to give her the Heimlich.
Hey. My manager, that happened to my manager like 2-4 months ago when I was actually working. She choked on water. So I believe if you choke on water, you deserve to die. That's how I think. Like she started choking and I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you? And she started turning red, like she looked like one of the airheads.
Oh.
And I was like, oh shit, this ain't a drill. We're the only two people working here. But this is the manager that I don't like. So I don't know CPR. So hey, whatever happens, happens, you know. And then at the same time, it's these ladies that came in the store stealing shades. And I'm like, yeah, that shit's crazy. So like they were stealing and she was choking to death. And I'm like, if they steal something, I don't get paid. If she die, I mean, if they steal something, I still get paid. If she die, I get paid. So, hey, I'm not about to go crazy over this shit. I was like, and then, like, the bad part about it, like, you know one of those dumb managers that don't know shit?
Yeah.
They ask you when you're the new person? I'm like, I already don't know shit. So, she's one of them type of people. Man. So, she finally, like, gets herself together. Well, no, she doesn't. She throws up all over the floor. And I'm like, how do you throw up choking on water? And then she's smiling and laughing. Hoo-hoo, I threw up all my breakfast. Ew, don't tell me that. Man, it's fucking disgusting. So then, like, I know I took karate when I was little. Like, she was, like, 3 steps away from, like, getting chopped in the head and me splitting her head up. So she was like, hey, you have any gum? I was like, you said we're not supposed to chew gum at work. And she was like, so you have any gum? I was like, nah. She was like, does my breath stink? I was like, oh, wait a minute. You're not about to sit here and blow your breath in my face. Like, I was just looking at her like she was crazy. She was like, it can't be that bad. I was like, no, you do the hand thing.
Yeah.
Don't blow your breath in my face.
Smell that shit yourself.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo.
You just got done puking. Nobody want to smell that shit.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen at work. No. I got a whole bunch of crazy shit that happened at work. This lady, we're about to close, and she was looking, and, like, I was just watching, like, from a distance, and she farted. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I start laughing, and she just looks at me and, like, walks off real fast. And so she finally does whatever she has to do, and she was leaving. I was like, have a good day. And she just gave me this, like, death stare. She was like, okay.
Look, I was at work one time when I worked at Disney back in the day. And there's this dude I used to hang around with. He was the coolest fucker I'd known in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Tall black dude named Ron Brown. We used to call him Big Daddy or Mac Daddy because this dude was like the smoothest fucker I'd ever met, man.
Yeah.
We were standing at the front of our shop one day. It was dead. Nothing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out a pack of Tic Tacs. Or not Tic Tacs, breath mints.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you want a mint? And I go, yeah, I'll take one. So he hands me a mint and I pop it in my mouth. And he was always cracking jokes and shit. And right after I popped this mint in my mouth, somebody comes walking by with their family and this dude makes some fucked up joke about them or something. And I start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I swallow the mint.
Damn.
And I start choking. So he's standing, like, literally right next to me, and I'm going, and he looks at me, and he goes, you all right? And I go, and I'm like, and I get out. I managed to get out. I swallowed the mint. And he goes, what, do you want another one? I'm like, no. And he goes, come here. I'm like, you fucker.
Damn.
Took you all that time. So, are the finals done?
Nah, they play tonight. Tonight's game 6.
LeBron got punched in the nuts. That was funny.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
Yeah, he's the biggest fucking crybaby in the league.
He is that. That dude, did you see that movie Trainwreck?
He's horrible. Horrible.
I thought he was pretty funny.
He was, but yeah, he needs to stick to basketball. And then, like, people are on this whole Space Jam 2 epidemic. If he can't beat the fucking Warriors, real life people, how are you going to beat the Monstars? Like, there's no way possible.
And will Jordan make a cameo? and Space Jam 2. Will Jordan make a cameo? That's the thing. Yeah. Will there be a Michael Jordan cameo appearance in Space Jam 2?
I hope, because LeBron's not going to do it by himself. Shit.
LeBron need all the help he can get.
He has all the help he can get. He went and picked his own team. Like, I can't even do that on 2K when I'm playing. This dude picks every player he wants, and it's still not enough. Like, still he even picked his own coach. Done. Yeah, he even got his own coach fired. Got another one.
That's ridiculous. I hate that these guys can surpass the game to the point that they can do that. They can go into the GM or the ownership and say, look, either he goes or I'm fucking gone. And they will actually get rid of the coach. Now, if it's a losing coach, I can understand.
They were winning.
Yeah. But Cleveland, I mean, they went to the finals twice, hadn't they?
No, once. Last year was his first year back,
okay.
And then this year.
Well, when he was with them before he went to Miami.
Yeah.
They had went to the playoffs and everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he had to fucking go to Miami and get those quick rings.
Yeah.
You know what I think would make basketball more exciting? What? If they incorporated some of the rules of hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Like live substitutions.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool as shit. Like, as long as you got the ball on the backcourt, you can live substitute players.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They should bring in the penalty box, too. I think every now and then somebody should get to take a shot at LeBron.
Yeah.
Just put him in the penalty box. No more foul shots. Or we'll give you 2 foul shots and 2 minutes in the box.
Yeah.
That's why I like hockey. Because they literally just go out there and they will beat the shit out of each other. And the worst thing that happens to them is 5 minutes in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless they injure somebody flagrantly, they don't get fined or anything. Mm. Hockey's a man sport.
Yeah.
We haven't talked, but I have my Shia LaBeouf sighting.
Oh, yeah.
In Kernersville.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. So he's doing the hashtag take me anywhere thing with the museum, and he's traveling with 2 other people. And I saw... He was in Winston-Salem, and he was heading to Kernersville. So he got off at a convenience store, and I'm there, and he comes walking past me, and he's a little scrawny dude. Like, I didn't even recognize him. It was so funny.
Damn.
But Shia LaBeouf was here in Kernersville.
That's crazy.
I don't know why anybody came to Kernersville, but... I had to go in and tell the woman. It was so funny because there's like an old Indian woman working at the convenience store. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go in there and tell her. So I go in there and I'm like, hey, I said, you know who that was? And she goes, who? And I said, the guy that was just in here with the baseball hat and the beard and that old ratty blue shirt on. And she goes, huh, who was it? And I go, that was Shia LaBeouf. And she went, oh, my God, the actor? And I go, yes. She goes, oh, I'm going to pull the security tapes right now. And she, like, took off running to the back room. Like, I'm pretty sure I could have robbed the place.
Damn.
Because she was too busy trying to get the security tapes. I want to go into the store to see if she's got, like, a big poster of him, like, at the counter. Like, this is Shia LaBeouf.
You will not believe who we saw today.
I waited on Shia LaBeouf. Man.
Yeah, foreign people are, like, so funny.
They really are.
Like, I was walking in Walmart last night with my girlfriend, and like this dude, he is like Nigerian, African, whatever. Like, he almost hit me with his cart. Like, I wasn't paying any attention, and like my girlfriend's pushing the cart, and I'm just like walking trying to catch up to him. He's like, oh, excuse me, sir, I did not mean to run into you, my apologies. Yeah. I was like, yo, you're fine, man. She's like, no, I'm very, very sorry. I'm like, yo, it's cool, I didn't die, we're good. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then I seen this one dude. It was like 2 weeks ago. His kids were acting up, and he was like African. He's like, when we get home, I'm going to beat your asses. I was like, what? He's like, I'm going to tear your asses up. Y'all don't know how to act. Oh, I remember, speaking of ass whoopings, I had me and my friend, we went to Food Line with our homeboy and his dad, and his little sister was with us. And, like, it was funny because you see these two little black kids with, like, this 6'4 white dude, my best friend. And, like, his dad was, like, he called his daughter's name. He was, like, come on, we're about to leave. And she was, like, bitching and complaining she wants some candy or something. He was like, you know what? Grab that newspaper right there for me. So she handed him the newspaper. He rolled it up. He's like, pow! Hit her in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
It's all three of us are trying to hold it in. And we're like, oh, shit. If we laugh, he might hit us next. So he was like, y'all can go ahead and laugh. That shit was funny. And I was like, shit. That shit was funny. So
that's fucking ridiculous, dude. I found these on this website. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it was on a date hookup site. But I was looking up, I like to play trivia. Mm-hmm. I like to play these goofy trivia games and shit. Always feeding the brain.
Yeah.
And I found this and I went, oh my God, this is funny. I got to ask you these questions. I want you to answer them. Mm-hmm. To the best of your abilities. So here we go. Question number one. This is like a what am I question. Mm-hmm. When I go in, I might cause pain. I cause pain and ask you to spit and ask you not to swallow. I can fill your hole. What am I?
A penis.
A dentist, man. A oh, dentist. Shit. The answer is a dentist.
Hey, you got to think outside the box sometimes.
Question number, here you go. Question number two. A finger goes in me. You fiddle with me when you're bored. The best man has me first.
See? Oh, shit. I was going to say a pussy, but I already know it's not. That's not the answer.
The clue in that one, they give it away. The best man has me first. Wedding ring.
Oh, yeah, true.
That one wasn't as good. Oh, here's a good one. I'm spread before I'm eaten. Your tongue gets me off. People sometimes lick to lick my nuts. Sometimes like to lick my nuts. What am I?
What?
Now, if it's me, I'm thinking, at some point, is this a hermaphrodite?
Yeah, I was. 'Cause it had me at the nuts.
Spread before I'm eaten. Your tongue gets me off. I'm thinking vagina.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
People sometimes like to lick my nuts. Now I'm thinking hermaphrodite.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn.
The answer to that question.
The answer was peanut butter.
Oh, shit.
Here you go. Ah. I go in hard. I come out soft. You blow me. What am I?
That's a good one. You say you got these off a dating website?
Yeah.
I need to ask these. And if they give me the answers I'm looking for, I need to mess with them.
So if they come up with the answers, you do.
Yep. Then she's a keeper. I don't know.
Chewing gum. Going hard, come out soft. You blow me.
True.
I would, honest to God, when I read these questions, I was answering the same way you are. I was like, oh my God, really? Okay, here you go. All day long, it's in and out. I discharge loads from my shaft. Both men and women go down on me. What am I? This is another one. I was like, what the? I was just stumped.
Both men and women go down. What do men and women go down on, though?
All day long, it's in and out. I discharge loads from my shaft. Both men and women go down on me.
It's something so simple, too. I can feel it.
Oh, it is.
Something so simple.
The answer is elevator.
Oh. Ah, shit.
I come in many sizes. When I'm not well, I drip. When you blow me, you feel good. What am I?
The majority of some of these answers is penis and pussy.
Yeah. Shit. That's a nose. No yeah. penis, no pussy, just a nose.
Yeah. Is that an app? I need that app.
If I miss, I hit your bush. It's my job to do to stuff your box. When I come, it's news. What am I?
Oh, mailman.
No. Close. Newspaper boy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, though. You got that one. Yeah. Yeah. I offer protection. I get the finger 10 times. When you use your fingers to get me off, what am I?
A password? No. Use your fingers to get me off. I don't know.
Gloves, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a glove. Because at first I was, yeah. Fucking condom, because it takes both hands. So, I don't even... Mr. Preparedness here. I think that's going to do it for tonight, man.
All right.
We're going to wrap it up. Yeah, we're going to call it a night. Well, yeah, that's going to do it for us tonight. So, hit us up. Email. I got email. CapitalViewPodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter @TheCapitalView. Facebook, Capital View. Download us on iTunes. Subscribe, comment, whatever. Rate us. And we'll see you next week. Share this shit, too.
Share it. Sure, really.
So, on behalf of Jay. Jay, you want to say goodnight? Say goodnight to all your loyal ladies.
Goodnight, ladies.
I mean, your girlfriend's going to hear this and be like, what ladies? What ladies you talking to?
She'll be all right.
Yeah. I'm Alan Keith, and we're out.
Peace.